All right, welcome back to another episode of QCFV, Queer Christian Family Values. I am your host, Alex Birchnell, and today we're going to be talking about being a trans man that I am. I identify as a queer transgender man. I first came out when I was, 20. And then at this point in my life, I have been 4 years on HRT, which stands for hormone replacement therapy. And I've been on it for 4 years now, testosterone. And I've had my name legally changed. And so honestly, at this point, I don't really think too much about being trans unless I'm doing stuff like this or posting for the website or discussing it with my doctors because I've got to get a new prescription made, various things like that. But I thought, let's take a moment and give you a little bit of background on my history as we move forward into this podcast journey and go from there. And obviously, if you check us out on any of our online platforms like Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, what have you, feel free to send us, or really me, a message or a comment, and I will respond and possibly even put it into another podcast episode. And I wanted to talk first about why I transitioned. There's this thing called dysphoria. For me, now it's not the same for everyone, but for me, it made me feel like I was trapped in a body that did not match what my brain was telling me should be there. My chest obviously did not look male, and I have a lot of chest dysphoria. I have yet to have top surgery, which hopefully will be this year. I just got confirmation from my doctor that they're sending all of my paperwork to my insurance to get it approved. And once that's done, then I can set up a date and finally get it done. But I came out because I had been dealing with gender dysphoria for a very long time. At the age of 4, I told my mother that I wanted to be a boy. Obviously, at that time frame, she didn't quite think that it was trans. She thought because I had a little brother that maybe I was just jealous of him. But really, I did have dysphoria. Then, flash forward when I was 20, I was dating and my current husband, my only husband that will be, Chris, he's our editor. You'll see him pop up on our website the most places. And, you know, I told him that I was thinking about getting a binder because I had a lot of chest dysphoria, discomfort. I thought that I was genderqueer, which was something that, a new word that I had heard of that made me feel a little bit more like myself, identified as myself, because at the time I was identified as a lesbian, but that really did not fit or did not feel like it fit for me. And so my husband, who I was dating at the time, was supportive and didn't care. And I eventually got the binder, and he actually, Chris, came out as trans before me, but I may let him tell his own story of the coming out experience. And so really, we got to transition together. And up to that point, really, I just was trying to figure myself out. I hadn't really come out publicly to anybody yet, nobody in my personal life, because I wanted to make sure that this was the path for me. And the more I allowed myself to experience my gender and start representing myself in a more masculine light, but not just masculine as a female, but masculine as a male gendered person. And I started feeling like myself, and my whole world changed because I grew up and my whole life I hated my body, but I couldn't really explain why. And at this point, I was able to really give language to how I felt. Plus, I had met other trans people and became really great friends with a trans man who actually ended up becoming best man, one of the best men in our wedding. And it gave me a way to really figure out how I identified, who I was, and opened so many doors, and also made me terrified, because I knew this was going to be a very hard path and a very long and very expensive path, but I knew I had to go down it, because how was I going to be happy with myself? And obviously, I went to doctors and therapists just to help me along the way. I went to a therapist, I would say, right before we got married. So this was back in 2013. Went to a therapist, and Chris and I both got counseled. We used it as a marriage counselor, or right before we got married, we wanted to just make sure we were okay, you know, do a checkup on our relationship. We also used it as a way to confirm gender identity, which my therapist did informed consent, basically. She did not need to go digging through your personal life, but just confirm that you were in a right state of mind and that you knew what you were getting into when you decided to transition. So she wrote us a letter. You can find that on our website, or message me and I will send you a link, but it's just a template that really she used. And sent that over to a endocrinologist that we were going to go see. That way our insurance would cover the testosterone. So we went and saw an endocrinologist. I say we because my story and my husband's really is just side by side. So if you have concerns about that, we're very open about that on the internet, specifically on our website. But so we went to the endocrinologist and started up on testosterone. This was right before March, because we got married in March, so it was end of February that all this started. And he started us off on, you know, the 0.5 cc vials of testosterone, and we had to go back every 2 weeks to see him for the first, I want to say 3 months, I could be wrong, just to kind of see what our changes were. I actually developed an allergy. We didn't find out until later that it was a cottonseed allergy. I believe it's cottonseed. Maybe it's sesame seed. I'll have to check. But I'm allergic to one of the oils that is used in the testosterone. So I ended up getting switched to Axiron, which is a gel-like substance that you put on under your arms like deodorant in the morning, every morning, every day. And that was great. We did that for a year, and then I lost insurance because I left a job. Well, for the next 3 years, so I was on it for a year before I lost my job and insurance. So for the next 3 years, we were not on hormones. And for myself, not for Chris, but I lost all of the body hair, all of the facial hair that I had grown throughout my treatment process. My voice started feminizing. I started my monthly cycle. And that happened about a year after stopping everything. Now, Chris was another situation. He didn't really experience that. He kind of just stayed stagnant, developed where he was at the time of being on the HRT. But again, everybody's experience is going to be different. And this is not meant as a trying to scare you, but this was just my experience. And so, after after 3 years, I finally got a good job with insurance, and I was able to get back into it. Now, the endocrinologist we were seeing was no longer practicing in our area, so it took us a really long time to find a doctor that would provide testosterone for us. But we did find Planned Parenthood in Knoxville, and we drove up there and got set up, and up until this past year, we saw them every few months, and we did really great. Voices went back, or started deepening. Facial hair came back. Body hair came back. I started getting masculinized more again on my facial features and just body in general. And you know, and then eventually we switched to another doctor that we heard about locally, and so I don't have to drive 2 to 2.5 hours every few months to go and get my refills. Now I go to a doctor locally, and it's so much easier. It's listed on our website. If you are in the Tri-Cities and you're looking for a doctor, then go to our website, queerchristianfamilyvalues.com, and you'll be able to check it out there. We've got a bunch of stuff listed. So, November, fast forward to November of 2018, and my husband had top surgery. The way that happened was we had a therapist letter written up confirming that he was in sound mind and did have gender identity disorder, and we got all the documentation from his endocrinologist from Planned Parenthood and put all of that together, and we found a doctor that took our insurance, Blue Cross Blue Shield, and we had them submit all of the documentation to our insurance to get him approved for surgery, and it happened. And so November, I believe 18th, it was actually on Transgender Day of Remembrance, and he had top surgery, and so at this point he is a full year out from his surgery as of November a couple months ago, and he looks great. We'll have to do a photo one of these days to show where he is in his healing process. I mean, it looks great. I am in the process of having my surgery. The plan is to have it this year sometime. I am just waiting to hear back from my doctors once they hear back from my insurance and just see what else we need to do there. If you want me to dive more into the process of getting surgery and all of the boring billing questions and everything, then send me a message on any of our platforms and I can dive in there. But I wanted to kind of give you some background on my transition. Some people find that interesting while others could care less, so feel free to skip this if that's not your cup of tea. And I will let you guys go. Be aware, we do have a Patreon, which is patreon.com/QCFE, patreon.com/QCFE. We really do love having all of this free stuff that everybody can listen to, read, what have you, but again, this is all coming out of our pockets. We're not getting paid to do much of this. Every dime that gets back into our funding goes right back into upkeep for the website, goes into maintaining our store and providing free stuff for you guys. So if you would like to support what we do, then obviously go to patreon.com/QCFV, and I will... With that, I will go ahead and let you go and stop rambling, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye.